Do you know Amy Carmichael? Let's discover together her early abolitionist work. She is a missionary from a very early age in her heart, and Amy Carmichael of Northern Ireland spent many years in India beginning in 1895. She was born in 1867 and lived until 1951. She helped to found a major healing and training center in Tinnevelly region. I'm not sure about the pronunciation of it. It's T-I-N-N-E-V-E-L-L-Y. Beginning in 1901, she worked against a practice of children being trafficked into the temples there. She knew their fates were very certain, and it appalled her. She says, "This spirit which traffics in children is callous and fierce as a ravening beast, and its wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. And this spirit, alien to the land, has settled upon it and made itself at home in it, and so become a part of it that nothing but the touch of God will ever get it out. We want that touch of God." End quote. Amy was a woman of intense prayer and intercession for the children. She wrote also, quote, "We believe there is some connection between knowing and caring and praying and what happens afterwards. Otherwise, we should leave the darkness to cover the things that belong to the dark." End quote. Her years of ministry there in India saw many prayers answered and many bright children rescued from the practices of the temple. Amy understood that religious practices linked trafficking to their belief systems were not only in the Hindu culture. There had been historical practices in Christianity that had allowed and encouraged slavery throughout the civilized world that she would have known from Ireland and the United Kingdom as well as the United States. I'd encourage you to consider reading Spiritual Classics, Selections of Readings on 12 Spiritual Disciplines, a Renovare resource for individuals and groups, edited by Richard J. Foster and Emil Griffin. It's available at Harper One, also HarperCollins Publisher is what that would be under, copyrighted in 2000. And if you can't find it, the ISBN number is 978-0-06-062872-7. I hope these words of an early abolitionist's heart will help you on your abolitionist journey as well. If you want more information or to read again this blog, you can find it at tommygrover.com under the blogs and just scroll down till you find Discovering Early Abolitionist Amy Carmichael.